Let me make a couple of comments. I think that we've all convinced ourselves that we're okay with alto. I think most of us are pretty much okay with it. I don't think there's a person around the table who wouldn't like a little more data with lapatinib to be that much more comfortable. It doesn't have to be a big randomized trial in the metastatic setting comparing paclitaxel trastuzumab versus paclitaxel lapatinib. A little more preoperative data, just a little bit of something that would round out what we know. But I think it's pretty likely we will have that over the course of the next 6 or 12 months. And some of what went into designing the study as it was designed is the sense that if we didn't do it then, it just wouldn't happen. And of course, if we don't have the data that we need, or if the data from studies that are ongoing look concerning, the study will be adjusted as need be. I think for the patient who has 14 positive nodes and a HER2-positive cancer and turns to you and says, do you know that this arm with lapatinib alone will be as good? I think that the truth is we have to say that it might be better, it might not be as good, it might be the same, and we simply don't know, and ultimately it will be up to her and her doctor to decide. I actually think the issues with the bevacizumab trial are somewhat different. I'm not bothered at all by the TCH being the control arm. I think that's an entirely acceptable control, and particularly given any concern about cardiac toxicity, I think it's, in fact, probably the best control you could have. For me, if I were faced with a woman with a small node-negative cancer, I'm not sure that I would want her to be randomized to 6 cycles of TCH plus trastuzumab plus bevacizumab. It's a lot of potential therapy for that relatively low-risk patient. And this happens in all clinical trials. We all make decisions about patients for whom we have equipoise and patients for whom we have less in the way of equipoise.
I was trying to think about examples in breast cancer where a therapy that's effective in metastatic disease really didn't work out in the adjuvant setting. In colon cancer, there's a lot of excitement about IFL. In metastatic disease, everybody started using it off study in the adjuvant setting. And the trials were a complete bust. Has that happened in any situation in breast cancer? Kathy, can you recall that ever happening?
I don't think so. Usually what you see is just an expanded version of a more muted effect in metastatic disease.
But the issue isn't whether lapatinib is clearly an effective drug in metastatic breast cancer. It's just compared to some therapies, we have fewer patients treated than we might like. But we'll have those data in the not distant future.